This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The situation at the Shifa Hospital, Gaza's main hospital, has gone from bad to worse as many warn that an evacuation remains perilous. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In a video released by Gaza's health ministry, several premature babies cry as workers carefully carry them into another ward in Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. They were moved after the incubators stopped working due to lack of electricity. The dozens of babies are among the patients that remained in the hospital while Israeli forces launched their raid into the large Shifa compound overnight. A UK doctor in contact with medical teams in Gaza, Dr. Omar Abdelmanan, said the babies in Shifa were at major risk without incubators.
They are being left like little mice inside these cots to frankly either die, starve, or have long-term chronic conditions.
Israel's military said soldiers had brought medical supplies and teams, but officials say that's not enough to save patients, and ongoing fighting makes it almost impossible to safely move them. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency said Thursday he believes there was a deliberate attempt to strangle its humanitarian work in Gaza, warning the agency may have to entirely suspend its operations due to lack of fuel. UNRWA Commissioner General Philip Lazzarini told journalists in Geneva the organization had pleaded for weeks for access to fuel, which Wednesday was brought into Gaza for the first time since the start of the war with Hamas.
Without the fuel, we will not be able to bring the relief that we are receiving from Egypt to the people in need. And clearly, if the issue of the fuel is not addressed, we run the risk to have to suspend the entire humanitarian operation.
This is VOA News. Finland's Prime Minister Petteri Orpo has announced as of Saturday it will close 4 of the 9 crossing points on its border with Russia to stem a flow of asylum seekers to the Nordic nation. At a news conference in Helsinki Thursday, along with Foreign Minister Mari Ratnanen, Orpo said the rise in the number of asylum applicants arriving on the country's eastern border appear to be Russia's revenge for Finland joining NATO earlier this year. The foreign minister suggested Russia was attempting to destabilize Finland.
It's clear that Russian authorities have facilitated people in crossing the border from Russia to Finland. It's possible that this form of illegal entry that we are now experiencing could grow and intensify quickly and significantly. It's already putting a strain on Finnish authorities.
Finland shares a 1,340-kilometer border with Russia that also serves as the EU's external border. A Russian artist who replaced supermarket price tags with messages calling for an end to Moscow's war in Ukraine was jailed for 7 years Thursday for knowingly spreading false information about the Russian army. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Alexandra Skotchilenko received her verdict in St. Petersburg after making her final statement, where she told the judge she's a pacifist who valued human life above all else. But in addition to the 7-year prison term, Skotchilenko was also banned from using the internet for the next 3 years. After the verdict, supporters repeatedly chanted, "Disgrace, disgrace," while Skotchilenko made a heart shape with her hands. Skotchilenko has already spent over a year and a half in prison. She had admitted to replacing supermarket price tags in March 2022 with pieces of paper urging an end to Moscow's war in Ukraine and criticising the authorities. But she had denied the formal charge of knowingly spreading false information about the army. Critics say the case is part of a crackdown on anyone who speaks out against Russia's special military operation in Ukraine.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Chinese President Xi has signaled more pandas will be coming to the United States. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week, 3 giant pandas left the National Zoo here in Washington.
This is a hard morning.
It was rough on zoo director Brandy Smith, and Chinese President Xi Jinping says he knows it was hard for many Americans to say goodbye, calling pandas envoys of friendship between the two nations. In a speech after yesterday's summit with President Biden, Xi appeared to suggest China will send more pandas, most likely to San Diego. There are now just 4 pandas left in the U.S. in Atlanta. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.